editor of ASI. Today I'm joined by John Felmy of the American Petroleum Institute. John will be giving the opening keynote address at the ASC Fall Convention and Expo in Minneapolis. John, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thanks for having me.
For those in our audience who might not be familiar with the American Petroleum Institute, could you please give us an overview?
Sure. The American Petroleum Institute is a trade association in Washington that's been around since 1919. It was developed at the request of the federal government after World War I because the government at that point had started to move their military effort away from coal toward more oil. And they discovered that they didn't really have a good handle on how much oil we had, where it was, and all the series of things that are required for a war effort. So they asked the petroleum industry to put this association together, and so we started with producing statistics. Ultimately, our first set of statistics was 1929. We've also developed standards so that, you know, things like pipes will fit together around the globe. We've got training programs, quality programs, and of course, advocacy.
Okay, so how do oil and natural gas affect the U.S. economy, and particularly the adhesive and sealant industry?
Well, it affects it both directly in a sense that virtually everything in the economy is either made with or shipped by petroleum and or natural gas. Natural gas and oil are feedstocks for a variety of chemical operations and so on. So you got direct impacts. But then you also have indirect impacts in a sense that oil is a cost of doing business. It's a cost to consumers. And so higher prices tend to depress certain types of demand for products because consumers don't have money to spend on. It also raises the cost of producing goods, which can have a negative impact. On a positive side, of course, it's an important industry. We're over 7% of gross domestic product, and we employ directly and indirectly almost 10 million Americans.
Let's touch on the Keystone Pipeline for a minute. Why is it important, and what are some of the issues that are holding up the latest phase?
Well, the Keystone Pipeline is projected to start in Hardisty up in the oil sands area, down through Montana, the Dakotas, Nebraska, ultimately through Kansas into Oklahoma. And then the second aspect of it moves from Cushing, Oklahoma to the Gulf. It's an important source of energy. It's a secure source of energy. It also has both economic benefits, both directly and indirectly in terms of its construction. But also, if we're importing oil from Canada, we get a much bigger impact than if we import oil from other parts of the globe. Every dollar we send to Canada brings us back 90 cents in trade, whereas in other parts of the globe, it's more like 30 cents. So it's a positive thing. It'll mean more benefits to the economy, energy security, and all around positives in terms of the environment.
Mm-hmm. What are some key trends in the petroleum industry, and how might they affect the adhesive and sealant industry?
Well, the biggest trends are, of course, we've had dramatic improvements in technologies in the last 15 years. First of all, deep water drilling has allowed us to unlock billions of barrels of oil that we never knew were there, or we thought were there, but we couldn't develop. Canadian oil sands technologies allow us to exploit a resource that is dramatically bigger than we had hoped for. And finally, the combination of horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing has allowed us to unlock a vast amount of natural gas and oil. And all those things mean energy, both in terms of the amount of business that is done in the U.S. and then the impacts on the adhesives and sealants industry. Also, these various components are service feedstocks that can affect the industry.
Thanks again, John.
Thank you.
For additional information regarding the American Petroleum Institute, visit api.org. To learn more about the ASC's Fall Convention and Expo, visit the ASC website at ascouncil.org and read 5 Trends Impacting the Adhesive and Sealant Industry in our October 2013 issue. Available now at adhesivesmag.com.